Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Ruth chapter 2, verses 3 to 5 says, "So she set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the clan of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem. And he said to the reapers, 'The Lord be with you.' And they answered, 'The Lord bless you.' Then Boaz said to his young man, who is in charge of the reapers, 'Whose young woman is this?' Boaz took the time to notice who was in his field. He noticed those in need, and he showed a genuine interest. So often, we are lost in our own worlds, oblivious to those around us. There could be people that you come in contact with today who are in need, but will not tell you they're in need. A smile, a courteous action, or just noticing their plight could be encouraging. Yet so often we are lost in our own world that we overlook the collapsing worlds of those around us. Those of us who love God love people, and those who love people do not need to be coerced into helping those in need. This story of Ruth and Boaz is intriguing on many levels. Ruth, she understood the need, saw the need of her mother-in-law. She was not going to abandon her in her time of need. She put herself in a position where she would actually be humiliated, where possibly it could be dangerous, where she would work hard all day long to try and supply a need for her and her mother-in-law because there was no one else to do that. So she opened her eyes and she saw the need of her mother-in-law and positioned herself to meet that need. Boaz then saw the need of Ruth in the field, and he was wondering who the new person was that came into the field to glean, knowing that if you came to glean, it wasn't because you were wealthy, but because you were in need. And there Boaz realized that he was in a very special position to help somebody. As you go through your day today, what are you looking at? Who are you looking at? What do you see? Are you positioning yourself so that you can help those around you understand God's mercy and His grace by how you live? Are you noticing the plight of those around you and offering to be an active participant in helping them solve the problems that they're facing? It could be a kind word. It could just be a smile. It could be an acknowledgement from you that matters. Make sure you take time today to notice those around you. And if you notice a need and you're capable of helping meet that need, then I hope that you do that. I'm Dave Wager here at Silver Birch Ranch and Nicolet Bible Institute.